Ezekiel, chapter 24.
In the ninth year, in the tenth month, on the tenth day of the month, the word of the Lord came to me.
Mortal, write down the name of this day, this very day. The king of Babylon has laid siege to Jerusalem this very day, and utter an allegory to the rebellious house, and say to them,
Thus says the Lord God, Set on the pot, set it on. Pour in water also. Put in it the pieces, all the good pieces, the thigh and the shoulder. Fill it with choice bones. Take the choicest one of the flock. Pile the logs under it. Boil its pieces. Seethe also its bones in it. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, Woe to the bloody city, the pot whose rust is in it, whose rust has not gone out of it. Empty it piece by piece, making no choice at all. For the blood she shed is inside it. She placed it on a bare rock. She did not pour it out on the ground to cover it with earth. To rouse my wrath, to take vengeance, I have placed the blood she shed on a bare rock, so that it may not be covered. Therefore thus says the Lord God, Woe to the bloody city! I will even make the pile great! Heap up the logs, kindle the fire, boil the meat well, mix in the spices, let the bones be burned. Stand it empty upon the coals, so that it may become hot, its copper glow, its filth melt in it, its rust be consumed. In vain I have wearied myself, its thick rust does not depart. To the fire with its rust, yet when I cleansed you in your filthy lewdness, you did not become clean from your filth. You shall not again be cleansed until I have satisfied my fury upon you. I, the Lord, have spoken. The time is coming. I will act. I will not refrain. I will not spare. I will not relent. According to your ways and your doings, I will judge you, says the Lord God. The word of the Lord came to me.
Mortal, with one blow I am about to take away from you the delight of your eyes. Yet you shall not mourn or weep, nor shall your tears run down. Sigh, but not aloud. Make no mourning for the dead. Bind on your turban and put your sandals on your feet. Do not cover your upper lip or eat the bread of mourners.
So I spoke to the people in the morning, and at evening my wife died. And on the next morning I did as I was commanded. Then the people said to me,
Will you not tell us what these things mean for us that you are acting this way?
Then I said to them, The word of the Lord came to me. Say to the house of Israel, Thus says the Lord God, I will profane my sanctuary, the pride of your power, the delight of your eyes, and your heart's desire. And your sons and your daughters whom you left behind shall fall by the sword. And you shall do as I have done. You shall not cover your upper lip or eat the bread of mourners. Your turbans shall be on your heads and your sandals on your feet. You shall not mourn or weep, but you shall pine away in your iniquities and groan to one another. Thus Ezekiel shall be a sign to you. You shall do just as he has done. When this comes, then you shall know that I am the Lord God.
And you, mortal, on the day when I take from them their stronghold, their joy and glory, the delight of their eyes and their heart's affection, and also their sons and their daughters, on that day, one who has escaped will come to you to report to you the news. On that day, your mouth shall be opened to the one who has escaped, and you shall speak and no longer be silent. So you shall be a sign to them, and they shall know that I am the Lord.